don't want to encourage piracy.
What they should go after is the pirates, I guess.
Fuck the SEC. Don't get mad because I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio. Arr, arr, arr.
Come on now. Let me feel it now.
Does anyone around here still have a radio?
I am a pirate. I should be arrested, jailed, or fined.
Well, it's Sunday again, May 7th, 2006.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
I am Ragnar Danisjold, and this is the Pirates Week podcast, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate radio community. We take a look into the last week's pirate radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network, as well as other forum boards dedicated to free radio, an odd tech tip or two, general free radio and DXE news, the propagation forecast, throwing a little pod-safe music in the background, and, well, we call it the Pirates Week. Got a real crappy Pirates Week for you this week. You don't usually hear people say that, but if one thing, I am honest. Not a lot of stuff going on in pirate radio this last week, not a lot of things in the news, and I have had a limited amount of time to put this podcast out. But we do have a bunch of good loggings and some decent posts, but the pirates in the news this week is a little thin. I did want to thank everybody who did stop by the website this last week and participated in the poll I had up. The question was, what was your least favorite part of the Pirates Week? And I thought I'd help improve it a bit. The leader so far is the utter lack of boobies in the show that people are kind of missing. So just for you, I am doing this entire broadcast, this entire podcast, shirtless. That's right, so you can see my man boobies. And had one person that did not like the other radio news items that I clip from other services, and I'll try to back off on that a little bit over time. We'll hopefully get some more participants and help refine the podcast. Though actually today, because it is kind of a limited show, we do have several things in the other radio news category a little bit farther into the podcast. So let's do take a look at the thin showing of Pirates in the News. Over on Cracker's website, he has a big article on his website about the story we covered last week concerning Power Hits 103.3, the pirate station in the Quad Cities that was recently visited by the FCC, and they defended themselves by citing a little-known part of the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations stating that non-licensed entities can broadcast during a wartime situation. It pretty much covers everything I covered last week, but there are a bunch of comments sent in that are almost as good as the news story, so that may be worth taking a look over at Cracker's website. Talking about Cracker's website, he also has a news item of sorts posted from a clipping about Mikey Gawkin. That's right, Mikey Gawkin. Although on a close inspection of the news story, I fear that that may be just a false story put up by somebody. May want to take a little bit closer look on the librarian there who turned him in. And really, that's all there is in the news. I've scoured Google and Yahoo like I usually do, as well as Cracker's websites and a few others, and hey, it's a thin week this week.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, let's take a look at some of the postings from around the web now. As we usually do, let's start off with the Free Radio Network, www.frn.net/vines. Not many postings this week on the FRN of note. Over in the workshop forum, however, 807B replies to a post from Cracker about a bunch of cordless phone crystals. He goes on to talk a bit about the fundamentals and overtone frequencies. Pretty good read there. I suggest you go over and take a look. and on the DX Programs forum over at http://piratedxer.com, Alex Draper announces that the long-awaited Pirate DXer video cast is finally coming together and should be out in a few weeks. Also, the Pirate DXer got his hands on and posted some early broadcast schedules for this last weekend. And in the Radio First Termer thread, Dave Rabbit keeps posting links to new material he keeps generating. Whole bunch of good stuff there. And in the DX Programs forum, Dino Blosey, not sure how you pronounce that, but I'm going with Dino Blosey, posted a link to a page called Programs DX. And this is a page all about Spanish programs. It's all in Spanish, but has a lot of links to many DX programs in Spanish, including Glenn Hauser's Mundo Radio and Radio Romania International, Radio Budapest, and many more. https://es.geocities.com/programsdx. I'll have a link of that on my blog. And from the electronic newsletter, the Free Radio Weekly, is the recent shortwave pirate radio stations logged. This is from the FRW dated May 5th. CBZO, Channel Z, Crystal Ship, KCBM, MAC, Undercover Radio, WMPR, WNKR, and from across the pond, Laser Hot Hits made it. QSLs received this past week come from Pirate Radio Boston.
Heard you coming on a pirate transmission, coming in through my head, station to station. You're coming in waves, stuttered and broken, and talking about revolution.
Hi, everybody, I'm the Pirate DXer. Well, I had a great week of listening, and let's get to it. First of all, we heard the Crystal Ship on April the 2nd, 6854 kilohertz at 0058 UTC.
When to find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you know the job of dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Next, we got Captain Ron Shortwave, heard on April 6th, 6925 in the upper mode at 0152 UTC. Next, we heard MAC Shortwave, heard April 6th, 6950 in the AM mode at 0114 UTC.
Way back when, in a time far away. Anyway, stick around. There is more to come. I, of course, am Paul Starr. I'll be back after this.
And next we got Northwoods Radio. Northwoods Radio on 6925 in the upper mode at 1657 UTC.
Oh God, deliver us, Americans, from evil.
Don't change my fucking lyrics. Put this on radio. Don't change these
Derby Radio was heard April 7th, 6925 kilohertz at 0114 UTC.
Derby Shortwave is on the air. Derby Shortwave is on the air. All calls, all bets. All calls, all bets. Derby Shortwave is on the air. Report to Derby Shortwave at yahoo.com.
Hey, we heard Northwoods Radio again on April 7th, 6925 kilohertz at 0015 UTC.
This is Northwoods Radio. Northwoods Radio at yahoo.com.
Do you read me? Come in, please.
The Pirates Week podcast heard April the 6th, 6925 in the upper mode at 0132 UTC with a great signal.
Well, that's it for me this week. Hopefully next week I'll have some more recordings for you. So for the Pirates Week, I'm Pirate DXer 73, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
The Pirates Week podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Still have a radio. Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Oh, hey, thanks, Pirate DXer. And isn't it really cool when you hear yourself on the radio like that? I've logged myself a couple times this last week. Once midweek and then once just, I think it was yesterday, I heard myself. And just takes you by surprise a little bit when you hear it, you know. Okay, have a few other radio-related stuff in the news this week. I have three or four things. They're all really short, so let's get right through them. The first thing is mostly for my listeners I have down in Australia, New Zealand area, and I have a few. We have counterfeit antennas that are showing up. And this is also a heads up for all the North American listeners, too, because if they're starting to show up there, you know, it's only a matter of time before they start showing up here. So let's take a listen to this little news blurb about counterfeit antennas from the Diamond Corporation.
Now we have word that there are fake diamonds being sold to VK radio amateurs. No, not the precious stone that adorns an engagement ring, but look-alike diamond brand antennas. A very carefully worded statement has been issued by one retailer of diamond antennas, warning that fakes of the products have reached down under, and presumably other countries. They look the same, have similar packaging, sell at very attractive prices, but according to the retailer, are a decidedly inferior product. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Linton, VK3PC.
Our second little blurb today is from This Week in Amateur Radio, a nice little gizmo that may replace your sound card, a USB-driven gizmo. Take a listen to this.
Henry Engineering, a company famous in the broadcast world, has a new product that could become very popular among hams.
The Henry USB Matchbox and USB Match Plus are USB to XLR digital audio codecs that replace common sound cards in PC or laptop computers. The company says they eliminate the interface and noise problems caused by the in-the-PC sound cards.
Both units are USB powered, making them suitable for portable use as well as permanent installations. The USB Matchbox is a basic unit. The USB Match Plus includes peak level metering and a headphone amplifier for critical oral monitoring. To find more information, go to www.henryengineering.com on the World Wide Web.
Well, this could be the shortest Pirates Week ever. Let's wrap this sucker up with the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio, and we'll call it a podcast.
Taking a look at this week's propagation forecast,
This was a nice, quiet week as we look back, with no notable geomagnetic activity. In fact, the middle latitude KNX was zero for a 36-hour period centered on April 30th. At around the same time, the high latitude College KNX was zero for 51 continuous hours. Average daily sunspot numbers were nearly double the previous 7 days, rising over 29 points to 59.7. As we go to air, the IMF is pointing south, leaving Earth vulnerable to solar wind. The planetary A-index reached 5 on Thursday, May 4th, and over the weekend is predicted at 20, 30, 20, and 12 for May 5th through the 8th. Geophysical Institute Prague gives a forecast until May 11th of active geomagnetic conditions on May 5th and 6th, unsettled May 7th, quiet to unsettled May 8th, quiet on May 9th, back to unsettled on May 10th, and unsettled to active on May 11th.
Well, that's going to do it this week, gang. This has been 16 minutes. This is the shortest Pirates Week we've ever done. Not a lot of stuff in the news and material out there this week, and my own time constraints. So, until next week, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week, piratesweek.tripod.com.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.